We're at the 2012 SCAC Baseball Tournament, Game 6, the last one of the second day, joined by Jan Weisberg, Birmingham Southern head coach. Jan, first of all, congratulations on a very tough, hard-fought 8-4 win over Rhodes tonight.
I appreciate it. I told you in the you know, when we visited last night, that it's a battle every time we play Rhodes. And, I mean, a four-run game is a one-run game. It doesn't seem like we had a four-run lead. It's just that's the way we play with them, and it's fun to play that team.
Jan, talk a little bit about just the overall strength. I know we touched on this about a week ago. Six really good teams going at it. Talk a little bit about how that helps a team go through a process.
Well, I mean, sometimes I think our conference maybe doesn't get as much attention, maybe because we're the farthest, you know, reaching conference in the South, and our teams are split between the West region and the South region. But, you know, I was talking with Coach Kleanthis before this thing started, and, you know, this tournament to me is every bit as good as any regional that you would want to play in. It's a battle. It is six great teams, and, you know, I truly meant it when I told my guys that any one of these six teams can win this thing.
Coach, talk a little bit about this game. You mentioned it was a bad battle back and forth. Just talk a little bit about the ebbs and flows of tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. Carden goes two quick outs, and you know, they make an error, but we put the bat on the ball with two outs and had some clutch two-out RBIs and hop right on them. And, man, they don't hang their head. They come right back at us. And then in the third, we score two. You know, Carden rarely makes mistakes. He left a couple balls up. That's unlike him. But their credit, you know, a lot of times when – your really good pitcher is not on as sharp as he normally is. Sometimes, oh, it's not our day. Man, they fight and fight and fight, and that's what Rhodes does. And they came every time we scored right back at them. And that's just it's easy to play that game because our guys understand going in the team we're playing, especially Rhodes, they're not going to quit. They're going to keep fighting.
Lastly, Coach, look ahead to your next game tomorrow afternoon, first game. You guys have Trinity. We touched on this last week again. You guys have played Trinity in preparation for this for this moment now for the Panthers, and now it's come. Arguably, you know, the two best teams with the two best records in the league go at it for a spot in the championship. Just talk a little bit about what that'll mean for either team to try to get through that with a win.
Yeah, I think it'll be, on one hand, it's just going to be fun to play them because with our sport not playing the teams in the West, we did go out there for a non-conference, you know, series last year, but it was the first weekend of the year, not really a setting where something was on the line. And, you know, we've played Jim, we've played Millsaps the last couple of years midweek because they were in the West Division, and our guys enjoyed it. You know, it's fun playing the best. On the tournament side of things, it's a big game. If you can, you know, everybody's thin on pitching, I think, right now, with them going 10 innings and us using our bullpen pretty heavy tonight. You know, as far as winning the tournament, I think certainly someone has the advantage, the winner for that one. So it's fun to play them, just to play the best, but it's also, you know, it's a big game to get to the championship, but I was really hoping they would win, to be honest with you. It's we want to play them, and it doesn't, you know, I respect the heck out of them, and it's just going to be fun. I think we respect each other. I have a great relationship with Tim, and looking forward to it.
Birmingham Southern head coach Jan Weisberg and the rest of his Panthers will continue their run in the SCAC championships with Trinity tomorrow at noon. Jan, thanks so much for taking time, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.